WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Nan and Betty, part of our radio team today. We are live in the Tampa Bay area at 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday afternoons, 3 to 5. And then Starcom Media Network picks up the shows and plays them at different times in different cities and around the globe. And also our Go Yard show on Thursday night that we just talked about at 6:06 p.m. every Thursday night live here. And then on Starcom Media at different various times. We welcome you to both shows. And it's a joy to do these every week and to bring you the Word of God on Sunday. On Thursday night, it's a counseling life coaching show. So we're glad you're joining us today for Living the Good Life. At the end of each month, our webmaster goes on to this TanTalk1340.com podcast here at the station on the website and moves our shows over to our both of our websites. So on for this show, Living the Good Life, we have 300 and almost 400 shows on our website and for you to enjoy and to learn the Word of God. All you have to do is go to www.bohmglobal.com. BOHMglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And you can go to the bottom of the page, the homepage there. It's going to say radio broadcast. Go there and you'll have different years. And we try to title the shows so you have a general idea what they're doing that day. And so that's BOHMglobal.com for all these past shows, a bunch of them. All the shows through June are now up there. This is the first show of July. For Go Yard, it's goyard2014.org. It's not a .com. It's .org. Goyard2014.org. All the shows from September when we began through June are on our website for Go Yard. So go there. Avail yourself of all that. They are there for you. We want to hear from you, and you can do that and get involved with us. 727-888-4171 with your comments and your questions. All right, so let's get going here in this second hour with a song. And it really, it's interesting when I was picking the songs. It's so interesting because we're getting ready to talk about Gideon's Doubt. And this next song is by a group, Petra, and it is entitled No Doubt. Listen.
There are times when you feel like you can't go on. There are times when you feel like giving in. And there are times when you feel like you can't try anymore. There are times of trouble in believing. This test of your faith last as long as it takes to pass. Do you have no more doubt you'll endure, and your faith will emerge true and pure? No doubt it'll be all right with God. There's a time to take a reckless leap of faith. There's a time to be cautious and wait. And there's a way of learning from the past that this time of trouble won't last. And some
It'll be all right. With God, it'll all work together with good. I hope that song has encouraged you. It really has me today. Nan, God gave you something during that song, didn't he? I can see you.
Yes, he did.
Talk to us.
There are times that I feel like quitting. Please help me to trust that you are there. Help my unbelief. Even this very hour, I will look to you dedicatedly in prayer. Your word says that I will make it. I claim that promise right now for me. I don't understand why this is happening, but I will believe that one day I will see. I choose to have no doubt during my struggles. I will claim your word that I will be okay. I look to you right now, trusting upon you. I will believe I will pray. I trust that you will move the mountain that I'm currently facing in life. I will stand up and trust you right now while I'm living in this terrible strife. I will believe you.
Wow. Very good.
You know, while he was inspiring that one, what came to mind was some of the difficult times I had in life.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why I was going through what
yes,
I was going through.
Yes.
And it was like, but God, I'm a good person. Why is this happening to me?
Right.
Why is my husband being abusive?
Right.
Why is this going on? Why is the nastiness even after divorce? I don't understand this.
Right.
However, God saw me through that tough
right.
time.
Right. Amen.
And I grew stronger during that tough time. I can look at someone who has similar situations and say, you know, I've been there.
Right.
I know what it's like.
Right.
And I've seen God see me through.
Yes.
And he's no respecter of persons. And what he does for me, he'll do for you.
Oh, amen.
And so that it was like no doubt. Just
yes.
no doubt. You know, no doubt.
No
Ask
doubt.
God to help you with your unbelief. That's scripture.
It is.
I don't know where it is right now, but I remember reading it in there.
It is.
And that I believe it was the disciples of them prayed to help our unbelief.
Help our unbelief. Yeah.
And God will do that. And we can have no doubt because he'll help our unbelief.
Absolutely. And you know, this whole thing is a process of learning your relationship with God, growing your relationship with God, and learning to trust him. And no matter what you're going through, there are going to be times when you step out in faith and there is doubt there. You know, should I be this? And we're going to talk about Gideon right now because this is what happened to Gideon. After he did this big step of faith, the townspeople, even his family, came against him for tearing down the false idols. And yet his dad finally rallies around him and, you know, stands with him. But in Judges 6, about verse, I think it's about 33, let's see. Yeah, about 33. All of a sudden, all the bad guys hear about, you know, all of this going on in Israel, and the Midianites have been attacking Israel at unrelentlessly. I mean, it's just like when the devil pulls out all the stops and attacks us in this life. The Midianites joined forces with the Amalekites, and then they called in some others, And so now all the forces of evil that were coming against Israel were multiplied. And some of you out there may be feeling like it seems like every time you step out in faith, like Gideon did here, and tore down the idols and did what God called him to do, that instead of everything being calm, it stirred up the enemy even more. And Betty talked to us about that, because it does. It does do that. And we see that with Gideon right here.
Yeah, in Hebrews 4, verses 12 through 13, right before the break,
yeah.
God gave me this verse that says,
okay.
God, and this is Hebrews 4, 12, 13, Message Bible, God means what he says.
Yeah.
What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey.
Amen.
Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word.
That's right.
We can't get away from it, no matter what.
Right.
And I think that is a word for someone out there that feels like that they've put up some boundaries, or they've put up some walls that need to be torn down. God's word is so powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And God's word can cut through, can shatter stone,
right.
So to speak.
Absolutely.
And break it up, so that, just like Gideon did, is that he stood up.
Right.
He had to stand up. And that's what God's asking us to do now, is to stand up and believe for what you know is right.
Right, exactly.
And Gideon did exactly that. He was the mighty warrior that God knew that he was going to be. Because to stand up against the enemy means that you have got to be armor strong. You've got to be prayer strong.
Amen.
You have got to come at him with every weapon available to you, and that's through God's word. Even just speaking the name of Jesus can cut through whatever you're facing and whatever the enemy is throwing at you.
Exactly.
And that's where I think God strengthened Gideon to say, hey, this is my own interpretation, that when he knew that he was going to be facing some opposition, Gideon did, God told him, you will be strong.
Yes.
I will not leave you.
Right. Amen.
I had highlighted in my Bible, God is with you.
Yes.
Oh, mighty warrior.
Amen.
And that's what God tells us that every
that's
day.
That's right.
I'm with you, mighty
Amen.
Warrior.
Amen. And we got to start seeing ourselves the way
yes.
God sees us. We talked about that last week and the week before in this series, about how heaven sees us, our persona, not just our personality. And we've got to say, okay, God, you see me as a mighty warrior. This is hard. I've got to step out in faith. And it seems like when I do step out in faith, it stirs up the devil and people around me that are critical and all of that. But Lord, I've got to do it because you've called me to do it. Nan, you want to say something there?
Well, not particularly, but
oh,
I can.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw you.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know, we need not be afraid
right.
to step out.
And,
right. you know, that also, there's one of the tricks of the enemy of, well, if you step out and do this, I'm going to come on you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to come
and people get
you.
Afraid of
but
the devil.
But we
don't be afraid.
Have to be afraid.
No.
You know, because he is
greater is he that is in us than
one.
He that is in
you
the
know,
world.
And
yes.
and so we need not move forward as God has led us to do, because he's with us and he
yes.
will help us. And
yes.
whatever he's asked us to do, it may rile up the devil a little bit, and it may upset a few people around us. But like I said, when we know we've heard from God,
oh, absolutely.
We need to move forward. And he's with us. It's okay. I mean, I used to say, oh, I don't know if I want to do that, because I know things going to heat up, and I know that Satan's going to be really upset, and I know he's going to come against me, and I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But I used to do that.
So it doesn't bother you. We mentioned this Friday night, and I like this. I think it really helps people understand what the devil's tricks are. The devil is constantly trying to diss you, and
yes.
that's a current term, right? People say that somebody's dissing you. They're, mm-hmm. you know, they're saying something bad about you, whatever. And we put these on the board Friday night, and I think this might help our audience realize that the devil is so good with four different disses, and there's probably more than this, but these are the ones that God gave me Friday afternoon. Distractions. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. The devil will do everything he can to distract you away from God's plan for you and the mission that he's called you to perform, you know, whatever that might be. Distractions. I'm going to ask you guys to comment on these in a minute. Disappointments. Boy, that's huge. Mm-hmm. We get disappointed and we just get down on God and everybody and everything. The devil wants to diss you. He wants to get you to distance yourself away from God and his plan. That's another one. Distances. In other words, let's say somebody distances themselves from you. And we can get so hung up on that distancing that it becomes a tool that the devil uses to keep you from fulfilling what God has for you to do. So there's distractions, there's disappointments, there's distances that happen, and there's discouragements. There are things that come along and they just discourage you. Things don't work out the way you think they're going to work out in some area of your life. And in the meantime, the devil is dissing you. I mean, he's really standing against you with these things. Dan, now I know I can see you wanting to comment. And then we'll go to Betty here. I can see her just like, she's chomping at the bit, Betty, to comment here.
Well, what came to mind of those four was discouragements.
Yes.
And there are some family members in my life. So you have your family.
Sure.
You know, so you can't, you know, just separate yourself from your family unless for good reason. And there are people may need to do that for obvious reasons. But I don't have that. But it's like I can think of times that, you know, my faith level's been so high.
Yeah.
And I share something. I'm so excited about it. And then
it falls on like just, a thud, right?
Yeah. And
on your relative's ears.
I would take that to heart because of they were. You know, if it had just been Joe Blow down the street, I'm like, who cares, you know? Yeah. But it was the closest people to me.
Yeah.
And
they
didn't really mean it that way, but it was said that way. And it put a wet blanket over what was happening. So I finally learned I just don't share all that with them.
That's right. You'd be very careful what you share.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of cool things is happening in my life, and God uses me in different ways and blesses me in different ways that I can't share with them.
Right.
And I should be able to because they're Christians. However,
not everybody's at the same place.
Not everyone's at the same place. And mm-hmm. because of that, I don't want to be dissed with discouragement.
Very good.
Because of that. So you just kind of learn. You learn as you go.
Excellent.
Trial by error. You learn as you go. And you're like, okay, then that does not affect my faith. And I go into a point of doubt, which we've already heard a song about.
Right.
You know, that is like my faith doesn't get dissed.
Right.
Through discouragement by Satan. Do what they say to me.
But the more you understand that this is one of the devil's tactics, these things, you know, the disappointments and the, you know, the way he comes in and distracts us and discouragement and distancing with people, then you're more aware the next time. Betty, comment on this before we go to this next song.
Okay. I was glad you called me next because I'm ready to talk.
Oh, wow. You two are just fired up today. Okay. I love it.
I tell you what.
Woo.
I tell you what.
You go, girls.
When the devil comes in, you've got one weapon to use against him, and that's God's word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I'm trying so desperately hard to remember scriptures and to quote it, but one of the things the Lord taught me years ago is to recognize I have to speak for myself, my own weaknesses.
Right.
And I'm strong in some, but not so strong in others.
Okay.
And one of the things where the devil attacked me used to, now you hear me now, used to, was my health.
Was your what?
My health.
Your health, yes. Okay.
My health, yeah. My overall well-being.
Okay.
And it's like the more I got into the Word, the more I prayed about my health. I wasn't afraid to say, oh, God, I don't feel good today. Can you help me?
Yeah.
I come with boldness.
Amen.
And I said, God, help me with this.
Yes.
The next area where it was weak was the, I know this may sound a little corny, is how Satan gets to me with stress is through my family.
Yeah,
sure. My animals. And I know that sounds strange, but if my animals are in distress or my family is in distress, Satan's sitting back and laughing.
Distractions, okay? Distractions.
Distractions. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. And I think after I had had a conversation with a very good friend of mine a couple days ago, is I've learned to not buckle under. I have learned that the more I talk to God, the more I pray, the stronger I get, and the less I become more in a defense mode against Satan and his distractions, his disappointments, his discouragement, because I will not stand for it.
Amen.
Any longer in my life. I said, Satan, I'm too blessed.
There you
Leave
go.
Leave me alone.
Amen.
Now, not as many people are as bold as I am when it comes to that topic.
You're bold, BT.
I learned that a long time ago. I sat under a pastor in Newcastle, Indiana.
That happened to be me.
Yeah, it was you, babe.
A long time ago, in the 80s
ago,
and 90s.
But you know what? I still remember that. At that altar,
yes,
God showed me, as he did Gideon. Gideon was, you know, I'm the lonely little guy who always felt like that she didn't amount to a hill of beans until that night at the altar, and he called me out to be a prayer warrior.
Yes, I remember.
And, you know, I've prayed that many times before, and he took me above the congregation that night, and he put me in an auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, okay, there's, you know, I'm still a tomboy, an old tomboy, but I still like sport.
Right.
A basketball game was going on between good and evil.
Yeah.
And he said, one of the things that I want to show you right now is what your prayers can do between the battle between good and evil. And I said, oh, you know, here I am. Oh, okay, God. And he said, I want you to be more forceful. I want you to get into the game, and I want you to pretend that you're on the good side and you're fighting the bad side. And every time that you make a basket for the good side, that defeats the evil. And I said, okay, I understand that. Now he says, take out your sword. And I go, a sword in a game? What are you talking about? He says, I'm talking about my word, the word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Hebrews that I read is a scalpel. And it's going to start tearing away
the
evil. It's going to start tearing away at the shards that are tearing this nation apart. And it's like, oh, okay, I got more bold. I became more pronounced when I prayed. And my prayers are not real. They're my prayers that I pray. And they're not the prayers that you might pray or Nan might pray or any of our listeners pray. But God hears everyone.
Amen.
And that's why he's calling out the Gideons.
That's right.
In this world today, to be the mighty warriors that he wants you to be.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to step out and do what God has called you to do. And it will change you. I mean, it changes you
in
just the blink of an eye. And
amen.
I don't mean to rattle on, but when the devil comes at you, put it back on him.
Mm-hmm.
Be the warrior that he's called you to be, just like Gideon did, and as you're going to be talking about in the next few minutes, what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, he's such a, from the lowliest to the highest calling,
right,
to be a warrior for God, and whether it be prayer, through teaching, through pastoring, janitoring at your church, or whatever. God uses people who
Amen.
Want to be used.
Woo! When Grace Walks In by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Listen to this. Here comes grace in your life, dear listener.
Standing there with your list of regrets that you can't get past yourself. your dreams are stuck on a shelf. And all you want to do is turn back time and redeem the days you lost. But shame keeps calling out your name, and the chains refuse to fall. And it's not. With a fire deep in your soul, your faith was strong and the call was clear. I'm sure you can make a new road. Like so many, the flame grew dark and confidence hit the wall. There always seems to be a lot of big questions, and the answer seems so small.
Grace, God's empowering presence.
It's not over. This is a moment. Grace walks in.
Praise God.
Arms wide open. Arms wide open. To tell you this is not the end.
Grace, God's empowering presence is right there walking in your circumstances, dear listener, today. Whatever it is you're going through, God knows where you are and what's happening in your situation. And he wants to minister his life and his amazing presence into your situation and give you hope and bring you up out of whatever the devil's been throwing at you, distractions, disappointments, discouragements, distances, whatever it is, whatever the devil's been dissing you with, that God Almighty wants to bring you out of that situation. We see here Gideon realized that the enemy was coming at him hard and strong in Judges 6, in about verse 33, and Gideon calls out the forces of people he knows. He calls out the ones who want to help him, and he actually didn't have email or any other way to communicate except by a ram's horn, and he blew on this big ram's horn, and basically that was the signal to the children of Israel, come and help, because we've got the enemy coming at us. And dear ones, Nan brought it up earlier, we need to surround ourselves with people that we can call on them for help as we call to God in our time of need. And so often we need prayer warriors around us, like Betty was talking about here, that can surround us and pray for us when we're going through these difficult times. Gideon got out there and he blew on this ram's horn. And when he did that, the Spirit of God just came all over him, and all these people started coming to help him. Now, when he did this, the step of faith, calling people to come and help him, doubt crept in to Gideon. And he's so human. I love this about the Bible stories because they show the humanity. And Gideon, after he had had a huge victory, tearing down the false idols and the and that and their awful altar and all that, now Gideon's under attack. He's been under attack by those around him. And suddenly Gideon has that moment of doubt. And I love that song we played earlier. You can go back and hear this show. It'll be on the TanTalk1340.com website by tomorrow night. So you can pull it up there on the podcast and listen to it again before it gets on our website at the end of July. But if you need to hear that song again, No Doubt by, oh, that was such a good song by Petra. And it reminds us that God is okay with us. He's not beating us up and berating us when we have times of doubt. And God did not give Gideon a hard time when Gideon said, God, I need a sign from you. I need a confirmation. Nan, you have something?
Yes. Grace will help you. Grace will come into your life to help you. It's a wonderful gift that I give to you. Child, you will be okay despite what you've done. Grace is here for you, this door you can go through. Grace will sustain you when you feel bad. Grace will walk into your life just on time. This is a gift that I have for you. It's because I am so loving and kind. Mm. You can walk on with your head held high. Grace will give you the hope that is essential. Trust that you will receive my grace. It will be within your life. You will feel full.
Praise God.
You know, I mean, it's,
grace
I thank God
in.
for the grace mm-hmm. that he's granted to me in life. You know?
Amazing grace.
It's amazing grace.
Yes.
How sweet the sound. Right?
It is, because it is his empowering presence that allows us to get through difficult times. And God is not mad at Gideon here about needing a sign. Betty talked to us about this, the fleecing. It's not something that we should say, God, I need a fleece. This was a particular situation that happened to Gideon, but God honored Gideon's request so that he would be reassured that he was on the right path. You want to talk about that, Betty?
Yes, I think once we get into a doubtful spirit,
yeah,
is that God wants to pull us out almost mm-hmm. immediately.
Yeah.
And he gives us a way out through his grace, through the peace, through the word of God, through prayer. It gives us that opportunity not to stay in it, but to get out of it. And
yeah.
I think that's what God did with Gideon, is that once that doubt took over, it's like, you know, God's going, no, 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 that's not where I want you to go.
Right.
I want you to get up and come and do what I need you to do.
Right.
And I think that's what happens to all of us a lot of times, Pastor and Nan, is that, you know, we'll be going along real good for a while, and then something just misplaces, and we're like, okay, what did I do wrong? And God's necessarily saying, well, you didn't do anything wrong. Let's just realign and let's try it.
There
way.
You go. And it's those distractions. It's those discouragements. Yes. It's those disappointments. It's those distances that tend to propel us out of alignment. You know, as you're driving down the road in Indiana after a bad winter, I know this, Betty, because I lived up there for years and you still do. After a bad winter where there's been a lot of freezing and thawing, what happens to, like, let's say State Road 40, or I think it's US 40, but I've driven mm-hmm. 40 so many times, and I can tell you what happens. Why don't you tell me what happens?
Well, there are these things that appear in the road.
Uh-huh.
They're called potholes.
They're called potholes, aren't they?
Well, up here in Indiana, we call them potholes. I don't know what y'all call them down there in Florida. You probably don't even have them.
We don't have
but,
them.
I didn't think you did.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. But not like Indiana after the thawing.
The freezing and thawing. And it happens. I mean, it can happen. And you know what? They can come up on you and you don't even know it until you hit it.
Right.
And guess what it does? Most of the time, you know, it can do some damage to your car, but it can knock your alignment.
There you go.
Out of whack.
Bingo. That's exactly what I wanted you to say. It knocks you out of alignment, right? And these things the devil sends our way are meant to knock us out of alignment. When Gideon heard that the reinforcements were coming against Israel, and I mean, this huge army was coming at him, he had that moment of doubt, man. He had that moment where he's going, ah, you know, crying out and asking God for a sign that he was on the right track.
And that shows his humanity.
It
just
does.
I love it. We have.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's, you know, there are times that doubt will arise, but we have to combat that doubt.
Yes.
As Betty has already made reference to, the word of the Lord is our sword.
Yes.
And speaking the word, you know, there's, the Lord has just been saying to me for weeks and weeks, thy word, the scripture that says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And so he's like showing me, okay, if you have and stay with doubt, you're actually sinning.
Yes, you're sinning. Yes.
My word says to have faith.
Yes.
If
yes.
you don't love people the way you should love people, well, you're actually sinning, man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because my word says to do that. And it's like this whole big thing has opened up in my life of that scripture that he just keeps bringing it
praise
to me
God.
And bringing it to me. I mean, I will wake up and it comes to my mind immediately. I'll be going down the road. It comes to my mind immediately. And it's brought within me a keen awareness of what am I doing? What am I thinking? How am I behaving?
Yes.
Because what does his word say about this?
Right.
What does his word say about that?
Wow.
And
praise
God. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and if I'm not doing what I'm not supposed to be doing, I'm sinning against God.
Right. So thy word have I hid in my heart, Psalm 119. I think it's verse 11, but I'm not positive. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Perfect example right here for this. Gideon says to God, God, I need to see a sign from you. I need to know that I'm on the right track. And so Gideon specifically prays at the end of chapter 6 of Judges, God, tonight when I go to bed, I mean, it's specific prayer here. I'm going to put this fleece, like a sweatshirt, okay? It's a fleece out there on the floor, okay? Outside, out on the patio, let's say. Okay, I'm going to lay it out there. And God, in the morning when I wake up, I think the first one was the first one, the fleece was to be wet. And if it's dew on the fleece only and the floor is dry, okay? That's the first one he put out there. I want the fleece to be wet and the floor all around it to be dry. Then I'm going to believe it's you that's sending me into battle. Guess what? That exactly happened. The next morning he gets up and it's that way. Now, some of us might be critical of Gideon and say, well, Gideon, that should have been enough for you. You got your sign. That night, Gideon says, okay, God, don't be upset with me. I want to do it the other way around this time. Okay, let's make all the fleece dry and the other way around, whatever the other way around was. And it did happen. Betty, what, talk to us about this before we go to this next song. I just think this is so sweet of God, so good of God to humor us. Because there are times that we need reassurance.
Oh, most definitely, especially when all those disses come into our life that
causes
right. us to doubt and be down. I mean, we talk about all the D's that, you know, that Satan can throw at us.
Yeah.
Is that God wanted Gideon to know that he was with him.
Amen.
And because he had asked, you know, oh, God, don't be angry with me.
Right.
I just need to make one more request.
And sounds like us, doesn't it?
And that sounds like us a lot. It's like, okay, God, I've got these bills that need to be paid, but I've only got $15 in the checking account. Can you get me through until I can get this or I can get that? And he comes through if we're faithful,
yeah,
and believe,
yeah,
and have just the faith the size of a mustard seed. God comes through for us.
He does. He does.
He's faithful. He's faithful.
God does not beat Gideon up for asking for these two signs.
Nope.
Wow. Listen to this song by Paul Baloche, Rain in Me. I love it.
I yearn for you with all
Praise God. Savior, save me. Listen to a word that God gave me in January, and I came across it this morning, and I felt like I was to read it on the air for I don't know who, but you will know if it's for you. And it's from God, and it says this: Yes, my child, as I prepare you for the next phase of your life's journey, I love to remind you of my greatness and promise you that I will always be with you, no matter what comes your way. Yes, I am the self-existent one, God Almighty of blessings, your Jehovah Jireh, who is more than enough for every situation you encounter. Do not fear change. Do not automatically assume that you are inadequate or unprepared for the tasks at hand. Yes, my awesome presence accompanies you every step you take. I lead you with my still small voice. My word as it comes alive to you and in you, and confirmations that I send you reassure you that you're on the right path. My grace sustains you and lifts you up to new places in me. My goodness reminds you that my nature is totally love for you. My glory is my amazing presence living inside you, talking to you and leading you in the right direction. Yes, I am all you need. Rest in me, my child. Rest. That is for someone out there. And God wants to remind you that he's going to give you the confirmations. Betty, talk to us. He's going to. That is for somebody, or maybe a whole lot of somebody's.
Well,
maybe it's for Betty.
One of the things, I know someone that needed to hear that, if they're listening or listening, you know, later on, is that right before you get ready to say that, to that word of knowledge, is that God's telling us to possess the promise.
Yes, yes.
And, I mean, I've heard this for so long, and I've never really realized what it meant until you're reading that word from the Lord, is that if God's promised you something, he's going to fulfill it.
Amen.
Just like he did with Gideon.
Amen.
And, you know, God is being patient with us.
Yes.
Up to this point. And, you know, when he called Gideon out to be a warrior, he called him out because he knew he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And God called you out. He knows that you can do it.
Right.
The doubt will kick in. The discouragements will kick in. But God, again, is helping you to overcome those doubts. And just as it says in the Bible, is that there's a word, and it escapes me, that talks about the strength that God gives to his children.
Mm-hmm.
In times of need and in times of doubt, that he is there with us no matter what.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I think that's going to propel people to listen to this show especially, is that we have a lot of doubting Thomases out there.
Sure.
And including this one, is that I doubt my ability to... I'm a strong prayer warrior, but there's things that I doubt in. There's things that I am lax in. But God is still patient with me.
Amen. Yes, he is.
Them.
Yes, he is.
And he's helping our listeners, whether you're here in the United States, whether you're across the nation, around the world, wherever it is that God is willing to meet you.
Amen.
Wherever you are.
Absolutely. He really is. And he knows exactly what each of us needs and the encouragement that we each need and the, you know, just the ability, the grace that he gives us to move on. Nan's got a poem, I believe.
It's so anointed that it's so perfect with what both of you have been speaking.
Okay, good.
It's called I Am Here. And it's like us talking to God, then God talks back in this
okay.
poem. Reign in me with your strength that I believe you will see me through. Help me with all the weaknesses I have. I will do my all. I will reach out to you. Precious little child, I am here for you. I will help your doubt, even this hour. You will receive the strength that you need You will feel stronger. You will feel my power. Father, I accept what you speak to me now. I choose to believe that you have it all in control.
Amen.
I will believe that you are with me right now and that you are making me complete, oh, so whole. Get in alignment with what I have for you. You'll be okay. My grace is here for you.
Praise God.
Receive it right now. It's here for you. Accept this. That's what you are to do.
Wow. Oh, that is great. Praise God. You know, this is it. We've got to accept the fact that God has a plan for each of our lives, and we've got to get aligned with him, his voice, his word, and his nudgings that he gives us down on the inside of us. We've got to line up with all of that so that we can accomplish what we're supposed to be accomplishing before Jesus comes back or before we're taken to heaven, whichever comes first. We've got to see that it's decision time for us, listeners. We have got to line ourselves up with Almighty God, his voice, his plan, his purpose for us. Betty, talk to us. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm...
You okay?
Yeah. Just in prayer. One of the things that God has promised us is that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen. Amen.
And I think that we stand on those promises. And if God has promised you something, don't give up on him.
Amen. That's right.
Continue to seek his face and continue to let doubt be replaced with peace. The peace, again, that passes all understanding, because he's there. And if you've left him, he's right where you left him.
That's right.
He's never. I just overcome with emotion right now.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah.
Is that he is so wanting to work in people.
Yeah.
And they're dissing him.
Yeah. They are.
They're turning away from him. They're turning to their own way, and that's not what he wants. And
exactly.
It's if you can learn from children, is how much they want to please their parents.
Right.
How much that they want to appease their grandparents or whatever. And then as we get older, we tend to want to go do our own thing. And then as we even, we get up into our years, it's like, God, I'm so sorry that I doubted you. I'm
right.
So sorry that your grace just didn't seem to be enough, but
mm-hmm.
It really wasn't.
Yeah.
And he's just have to reach out and touch those nail scarred hands.
Yeah, and you made a really good point there, Betty. He's calling us to repent from our old way of thinking and our old way of living, and realize that our spiritual lives are the most important life we have. Our soul, which is our personality and our mind and our will and our emotions, that's who we are. Our physical body, all of that make us who we are. But God is working, if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, he's working on the inside of you in your spirit level. And he is wanting you to feed that part of you with the word and get in line with his plan, his purpose for you, and not continue. You just made this point, Betty, not continue to diss God, but instead, continue to stand against the things the devil throws at you to keep you from being a strong, mighty warrior. Nan, talk to us. You got a comment there, and I'm going to get back to you in a minute, Betty, for the last comment. We're getting close here.
Okay.
People just need to let Satan diss them.
Right.
People just really need to stay focused.
Right.
On
focus.
Focus. Focus on God and what he's speaking to them.
Exactly.
Focus and trust.
Right.
Focus and trust.
And when that seems like the battle is really coming at you, you still get up and you go to the plate and you hit a home run.
Right.
You continue to get out there and play. and you don't give up. You don't give up this walk with the Lord. You don't let the devil win in your situation. You know?
No.
I mean, honestly, I've had so many opportunities, Betty and Nan, through the years to give up the show, to give up pastoring, to give up, just give up. Because it's hard. It's hard to keep on week after week standing there and giving out the Word of God. And sometimes it's been very lean financially. Sometimes it's been very, people walk away from you and they distance themselves from you. And it can be discouraging. I mean, I've lived these 4Ds. I know what this means. But guys, I'm telling you here, right this moment, there is no walk I would rather have than the walk I have. And the relationship I have with Almighty God, and all of the hurt and the disappointment and the discouragement from the past, it's in the past. And this is a new day, dear ones, and we've got to fight the good fight of faith. We've got to stand there and stay steady. Stay the course, my friends, because Jesus is coming back soon. And we are going to be in his presence for all eternity. And only what we do for the Lord will last. Everything else will pass away. You know, your good grades in school, it'll pass away. All those things are important. But only what's done for eternity will last. Betty, final thought, and then Nan.
Been a good show.
Yeah,
real think
good.
That it's been an eye-opener for me and for a lot of people. And one of the things that the Lord is saying is that you will finish this race.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, I'm not a runner, never have been, never will be. But there comes a point in time where you have to let the past go.
That's right. Let the past
you
go.
Can't
yes.
let the past go. It's
yes.
time to renew.
Yes.
It's time
yes.
to renew and re-energize and forget the disses of the past, the discouragement, the distractions that have caused you to turn away from God. It's time to re-up.
Amen.
It's time to
Let's
re-enlist.
Re-up. Yes.
Re-up and re-enlist.
Woo!
And be,
reload.
Be the warrior. Yeah, yep. Time to gut up and go on.
That's right.
You gotta as Andrew, my grandson, told me, get over it, cupcake.
That's right.
It's time to go on. It's time to get back in the ball game. Get off the bench.
That's right.
So put me in. I'm ready to play.
Woo! Amen. Great final thought. Betty, you're a blessing. We love you so much. So glad you're on our team. And Dan, final thought here before we get out of here.
Well, what I want to say is I just hope people now see things more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought of was I was having problems seeing my computer screen, so I went to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you need progressive glasses. This will help you. And that's what I have now, and now I can see my computer screen better, which is what I need to do my job, you know?
Exactly.
But I went to the eye doctor.
Right.
To get, see, I think I have a problem. Help me out. Here's the deal. Here's what's happening. And that's the way we can be with God.
Yes.
We can go to God.
Yes.
And I believe in people have gone to God during this show.
Amen.
And that they're seeing
yes.
differently. They're
yeah.
seeing through the progressive glasses.
Woo,
they're seeing
praise
clearly
God.
What is the information that's been provided
yes.
to them today.
Yes.
And that they will apply that. I pray they apply that to their lives. Don't just see it, but apply it. Live it.
Amen. Right on. You both are great. Nan and Betty, love you both. What a great show. Go back and listen to this show. It'll be by tomorrow night. It'll be up on Tantalk1340.com on the podcast. And go to Living the Good Life, and you'll be able to catch it. In the end of the month, it'll be on our website. If you have a prayer need, write a prayer request. Betty or Pastor Jim will pick it up and send it out to the prayer team. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. Listen to our counseling show, Go Yard. We just finished a 3-part series on unpacking from your guilt trip. And those are up there. Those shows are actually on the GoYard2014.org website, all of them. So go there and listen. And remember to tune in every week at 3 p.m. on Tantalk1340.com. And know that whatever your needs are, God has an answer. You can write me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. You can send a prayer request, prayers@bohmglobal.com. and listen to the Go Yard Show and listen to this show and let God encourage you. It's been Pastor Marcia, Nan, and Betty bringing the Word of God to you guys all, every one of you, wherever you are around the globe. God bless you. Have a great week, and know this, it's not far to Jesus. There's no distance from you, from the love of God. God bless you.
To his side, there's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far,
it's not far,
it's not far,
it's not far,
it's not far from here to Jesus. It's not far.